Okay, it's Mosi Shabbos. We're going to do Shvi'i. Now it's 29 Kislev. No. 6 Teves, 7 Teves now. The 15th of December. It is 7 Teves, Mosi Shabbos, Vayigash. And we'll do Shvi'i now. Someone would ask me, I should repeat those 12 interesting things on the Shemos, the names of Bnei Yisrael. You know, so let me repeat it real quickly. Eilish Mos Bnei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayimo. So we have 12 questions. First of all, Bechor Ruvain, why is it written without a vav? Because Bechor always gets Pishnayim, and that word without a vav is written Beis Chof Reish, and every letter is double letter in front of it. That's the remnants of Pishanayim, because the Bechor gets double portion. Beis is double Aleph, and Chaf is double Yud, and Reish is double Kuf. So, now we get to Chanoch. Reuven's one of his sons is Chanoch. There's 4 Chanochs in the Torah up to now. We met already, this is the 4th one. There was Chanoch ben Echad Lekayin, and the son of Yered was called Chanoch. And Ben Beno Shel Avram through Keturah was Chanoch. And Reuven, right here by Reuven, is Chanoch. Mm-hmm. And the Chanoch, the first one, that son of Cain, he was a tzaddik. Hashem took him away at a young age of 365. And he lived less than everybody else in those first 10 generations between Adam and Noah. And his son lived the maximum, Meshusala, 969 years. So that takes care of the second item. The third thing is Ben HaKenanis. Dina's called Ben HaKenanis because she acted like a Kenanis, like a Gentile woman walking alone in a field. She should have not walked there. And that's why she's called Naro without a hay. She acted like a Nar. She shouldn't have walked there alone. Or she had a son from this Goy Shechem who was a Kenani. So she's like a Kenanis. And Bnei Leo Bas Yaakov. Why it says Bnei Leo? The sons are connected to Leo, but Yaakov is connected with girls. Bas Yaakov and Bnei Leo, because Ish Mazriya Tchila, a woman is ovulates first, then the child the woman ovulates first and not the man. So the child will be a zocher, b'nei leah, because a man controls himself. Therefore, the child will be a son, b'nei. But if a man's mazriya techila, doesn't give her a chance to come to the peak. So therefore, the bas, it'll be a girl, a magushim dika creature, like a man who doesn't control himself is very magushim. But if a man controls himself, the bas, the woman is mazriya techila, it'll come out of zocher, a person who's more in ruchnius. That's why it says Bnei Leah. And it says Benosav, his daughters, is only one. The answer is they had granddaughters also, Sarah Bas Usher and Yocheved Bas Levi. Sarah Kai Zaman Rav, 238 years, because she came into Mitzrayim, she was already born, maybe 12, 13, 14 years old. Because she was born after the first 7 years of Yaakov's work, maybe 3.5 years into the 7 years. Then the 6 more years he worked for himself, so she's about 9.5. And then after 9.5, she's then comes 2 years on the road, 11.5, and then 10 years in back home with nothing. Everything is going fine. So that's 9.5 and 2 and 10, and then the 210 years in Mitzrayim. So it makes her 232 years old. So she told Moshe on the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim, where Yosef is buried, in the Nile. Where in the Nile? So she was about 238 years old, and she was one of the 9 people that went into Gan Eden alive, Mashiach and Eliyahu Navi and Chanoch and Sarah Bas Usher and Eliezer Eved Avram and Avodah Zarah. You'll see that the people, the 9 of them that came into Gan Eden alive. Where is that? Tisha. Went into Gan Eden alive. Tisha Nichols Chaim, the Mechaim le Gan Eden. Eliezer Eved Avram, Chanoch, Eliyahu, Mashiach, Serach Bas Usher, and others. Mesechta der Cheret Zuta, number 1. Right in the beginning, first pairing. Mm-hmm. So that takes care of that. Then we go to Rachel Ashes Yaakov. It says Rachel's the only wife of Yaakov. That's not true. He had others. Ella Iker, the wife. Where it says that Rachel's the wife of Yaakov. So he says, you know that I only have one wife. Where does he say that here? Where does it say that? Where is that? Where is that there? Rachel Ashes Yaakov there says, because that was his Iker wife. That was the one that he was interested in more of anyone else. And that's why he went to Lavan in the first place, to marry a one woman, not four. B'nai Rachel Ashes Yaakov Yosef Binyamin, no? That was the Iker wife. Okay. Why isn't Osnas mentioned on this list? Because she was the product of Shechem, and that was not Yosef Yerach Yaakov. And therefore, before Matan Torah went through the husbands, therefore, Osnas is not on this list. Even though her name is mentioned, but she's not mentioned as one of the descendants. Where is that, her name? But she's not mentioned as one of the 70. It says here, V'yolid Yosef Eretz Mitzrayim Ashel Yodolo Osnas Vasfoti Pharaoh. She's not counted. Only Menashe and Ephraim is counted. Yosef and Menashe and Ephraim, that's three. And Binyamin and his 10 sons, that's 11. That's 14 together. Because it says, Eid b'nei Rochel shel Yulel Yaakov kol nevesh arba, also 14. So Osnas is not counted. B'nei Don Chushim, B'nei Don, how can you have one person in Kol B'nei? Because after that generation, he had many, many, many sons. Only one at that time. He happened to be deaf. Deaf. Didn't have the chush of Shmiya. They called him an Adon Chushim. He happened to be the one that knocked out the eyes of Esav when they came to bury the father, Yaakov. Nefesh v'lo nefoshos. It says all this shivim shivim nefesh. Mitzrayim nefesh. Nine kol ha-nefesh. The base Yaakov abo Mitzrayim shivim. Because if you worship one god, you're one nefesh. But the six wives of Esav, they're called nefoshos. Rabbi Isof Sheish Nefoshos Hoyilo, because of Kari Osam Nefoshos Peso. Loshim Rabbi Nefisha Hoyo Ovdim Lelhus Harbe. They worshipped a lot of gods. But Yaakov came with 70, only called it Nefesh. Shoyo Ovdim Leel Echod, says Rashi. And says Habo'o is coming. That is coming with Yaakov. And Habo'o, they came with Yaakov. Whenever the word, the emphasis is on the mal or above the early part of the word, like habo'o means he came ready. When habo'o is coming, it's present tense. And then it says there's 70, but if you actually add them up to 69, the answer is that the one that's included is Yocheved. She makes 70, or Hashem, or Yaakov himself. Now let's go to Shvi'i. Yoshev Yosef as Elviv, he settled his Elviv as Echov, he settled them there. Yitan Lehem Achuzabar, he gave him land rights, land title of the land. Be'er Mitzrayim, Be'etavar is in the best part of the country, in the district called Be'er Ramses. That means Mitzrayim is a country. Be'etavar is the best part of the arts, which is the Nile Delta up north. That is the Goshen, where all the kings will live. Be'eretz, in the district of Ramses, Kachasiva Fire Lake under command. You know, when they went out of Mitzrayim, the first city, 210 years later, the first city they left from was Ramses. Then they went to Sukkos. And you'll see it in Shmos. And in the third parsha there, Shmos, Erebo, B'shalach. No, in Bo, you'll see it, and the Bo. So Ramses, the Gematria, 430. The moment they left Mitzrayim, the 430 years were over. Because Hashem told Avraham at Bris Ben Abbasar when he was 70 that the Yidden will be slaves of 400 years. No, that's 430. So Ramses is 430. And the next word over there in Shemos says they went to Sukkos. And Sukkos is how many years from that moment until Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that comes out to 480. And that's how many years it was, 40 years in Midbar and 440 years in Eretz Yisrael before they built Beit HaMikdash. So that's 480 at Sukkos. Anyhow, Sukkos written without a vav. Yichalke Yosef's Oviv. Yosef fed his father. Yichalke Yosef's Oviv is Echov, he fed them. father and his brother is called, based of even the whole father, family house, not only the father and the brothers, all the wives, all the children. Lechem lefi atov, bread even was fit for little children, means had it worked out, everybody had food for their level. Now we have a review of the previous 2 years. Velechem ein chol haaretz, ki kovet harov maod, because the hunger was very strong. Vatela tele, and the land went to ruin. Eretz Mitzrayim, ve'eretz Kanaan, b'nei harov. The ground went to ruin, but there was food in the warehouse. Vayilaki Yosef is called a kesef, mo Yosef collected all the kesef, hanim sobo Eretz Mitzrayim, that was found in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. He took all the money away from the people because they bought food. Mubarz or Barz Canaan, all the money of Canaan was brought down there. Beshever for the food that he sold at retail. Shehem Shovrim that they were buying. Ve'yovi Yosef as the kesef base of Pharaoh. He brought it all to Pharaoh's house. No skimming. No pocketing anything. Base of Pharaoh. Yitom, and it ended. Kesef Me'eretz Mitzrayim. People had no more money. Umer's Canaan, they were bankrupt from both countries. The Yovel called Mitzrayim El Yosef, and the call Mitzrayim came to Yosef, and Lamer, Havalon Alechem, give us food. But Oman Nomus, why should we die of hunger? Negdech, in front of you. He offers a kesef because the money's gone. The Yom Yosef, Havu, okay, I'll tell you what. The Yom Yosef, Havu Miknechem, bring your cattle, I'll buy it, I'll exchange it for cattle. The Etno Lechem, Miknechem, I'll give it for your cattle. Now Yosef owns all the money, and now all the cattle. If there's no money, they sold all their cattle to Yosef for chalipin. He gave them seed. Yosef lechem, food, basusim, because of the horses, or mikne hatzon and the sheep, mikne habok and the cattle, a kamorim and donkeys. And he led them in payment of all the cattle, b'shanahi, which means now Yosef owned all the money and all the cattle. That's the first year. Batito Mashonahi, that year ended. Vyova Alev Mashonah Shanis, at the second year. Vyom, this is all before Yaakov came down. Vyom Lo, Lo Nechachin, Madoni, Kiyim, Tama. We can't hold back from our master, Kiyim, Tama, Kesu, because all the money is used up. Or make Nebahim, and all the animals are sold. El Adoni, Lo Nishar, nothing left. Lefne Adoni, built you two things. Gvi Yosainu, our bodies, and Admosainu, our real estate, our land. So Yosef said, let's have it. Now Yosef is going to own all the money. The king of the Egyptian government is going to own all the money, all the cattle, all the bodies, and all the land. Ooh, everything. Okay. You look at Yosef, Omer, Abihud, Omer, Shmuel, Kol Kesef, Azor, Shavu, Olam, all the silver and gold that was in the world, look at Yosef. Yosef, collective, Avium, Mitzrayim, brought it down to Egypt. Shneem, Yaak, and Yosef, as Kol Kesef, Yosef collected all the money, but Shaul, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, well, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, 210 years later, Holo, Meretz, Mitzrayim, Holom, Imohem, they brought it up with them, that it says, and boom, V'yinatzu es Mitzrayim, they cleaned out Mitzrayim. They bankrupted it completely. Then they said in the Pasuk Yutes, Lomonomus, why should we die? They nech in front of your face, even us, v'gambe Admoseinu, our land should go to ruin too. Kineo son, buy us and Admoseinu, our land rights. V'lochem for the food, v'nichye, anachnu will live Admoseinu, and our land will be work. You'll own it, you'll work it. Avodim l'faro will be, we and our land will be slaves to faro v'tein, zera. And give us food, not to plant, to eat. This game is there, and Nishka will live, and Lord knows we won't die. But Domelo says, the land will not go to ruin, because we can't work it, because maybe the government can work it, we can't. But you can, Yosef, it's called Admas Mitzrayim. Yosef bought all the land of Mitzrayim Lepharaoh, for Pharaoh, not for himself. Kimarku Mitzrayim, because each man sold, ish sodeum. Pharaoh owned all real estate, all cattle, all people, and all money. The land where the hunger was very bad. And the land now belonged to Pharaoh. It was a total ruler, a Moshe. The brother said, you want to be a Moshe over us? He was finally not only a Melech, but he was a Moshe, a total ruler. Because now he owned all the money and all the behemoths and all the karka and all their real estate. He moved people from one end of the country to the other. People from the north to the south, east to the west to the east. So when the brothers come, they shouldn't be ashamed that they call them Gerim, or wanderers and strangers who don't belong here. Hosi Kherpas Oviv, Keshiyovo Viyum Gerim, Lefichach Osa, Kol Mitzrayim, Kamkem Gerim, Bimartsam, Kodem Bias Achim. There's a home, have you some of the order, and Vic say, Gvul, may I have the sort of Atkas, have one end to the other. Move them around so the brothers shouldn't be considered immigrants and vagrants moving around. Rak Admas Akoanim Lokonda, but the priest, the Gentile priest, he didn't buy, because he knew that his brother was a Levi, and he's also a priest, and he also, later, laws will be set that priests, they don't buy their land, don't have to be moved. Lokon or Kichoko Lokon, it was a portion, a law to the Kohan, they own their own land. They eat fire of Ochlum, as Chukum, they eat their own portion, they don't give anything away to Pharaoh. Ashir Nosan Fire, Lehem Pharaoh. It's like in the Second World War, 4D, there was a 4D, a divinity student exemption. You don't have to serve in the army if you're in a divinity school or in a yeshiva. 4D it's called. The priest had a special compensation here. Okay, now Marquess Admosom, therefore the priest didn't have to move or didn't sell their land. Because he knew the Benates are going to sit there and learn as a shaven lady. Yom Yosef Elhom, Hain. Before the father came, Hey, Konish Eskom, I bought you Hayom. That's Admaskim, your land of Pharaoh. Hey, take here Zera. Uzratim Esadoma, see the land. Hey, Lachemi, this is for you. Zera seed, Uzratim Esadoma, see the land. Now, hey could mean a few things. Hey, Allah, but it really means hey. There's five more years coming. Of hunger. Number two, hay is five. One-fifth belongs to Pharaoh. Pharaoh gets 20%, you keep 80%. That's the tax. Another hay is the last letter of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. You know, Hashem controls how much the land will produce, the power of reproduction. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Look in Clay Yoker. Hey, look, I've got to determine how fast this stuff comes up and how much. When you come, to grain, when you come to harvest, the Satan Chamishu the Pharaoh, give one-fifth to Pharaoh, Arba Hayodas, and four portions here, Lechem will be to you. 80% is yours, 20% is to Pharaoh, the Zerah, Soda, Lo'och Lechem, and you eat it, La'ashir, Bava, take them, enough for the people in your family, Lechol, the top of even for your babies, Vayom, Heche, Yi, Sonu, they said, oh, thank goodness, you kept us alive, Vayom, they said, Heche, Yi, Sonu, you kept us alive, and Imsechem, Beni Adoni, we have found favor in the eyes of our master, we didn't let us drop dead here. We sold our cattle and our bodies. We are servants of the king. You own everything. We own nothing, but at least we're living. Well, you have Adam Lefara will be slaves to Pharaoh. Yosef Lechok. Yosef made the law. Ad Hayom Hazeh till this day. Al Admas Mitzrayim on the Egyptian land. That Lefara Chomish. Pharaoh gets 20%. One-fifth. Rak Admas HaKohanim, but only the land of the Kohanim. That doesn't belong to Pharaoh. That belongs to the Kohanim. They don't have to serve in the army. They don't have to pay tax. They have to do nothing. Yeshiv Yisrael, their last pasuk of Vayigash. Yeshiv Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Bnei Yisrael lived in Eretz Mitzrayim. The Eretz Goshen, in that district of Mitzrayim called Goshen. They took a hold of it. Yifru, and they became fruitful. Yirbu, and they increased Ma'od. They became many, 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 many of them. Wherever you looked, it was Eden. Vayeyachazu, and they took a hold of it. I mean, they really took part land and everything, and they owned property, like Yosef gave them that power. Now comes the Mayan Beis Asher with a gigantic little secret of the Torah. He says, if they really took hold of the land, it should have written, Vayochazu. They took hold of the land and owned it. Yeah, they probably did take land and owned it, but there's another message here. Vayochazu, they were gripped by the land. They became assimilated. They were very happy to be in Egypt, highly advanced country of technology, and they had built the pyramids 500 years before the marble. This was 2200 here, and the marble was in 1656. That's 500 years ago, and 500 years before the marble was built. That's right. They were very big people, these Egyptians. Advanced, technologically most advanced country in the world. That was the lowest country, though, in morality, Stufe Zima, like the Western world, like America today. It's highly advanced, but it's highly lowest in immorality. So they were gripped by the land. They were highly assimilated. That's why this Pasha Stumo, the eyes were closed. They loved it there. Didn't we have people after they got out of Mitzrayim who said often, let's go back to Mitzrayim? It's a good life over there. They couldn't shake the gullus mentality. Interesting. Now, this Pasha Stumo says here, V'yeshev Yisrael, Amar B'yokhanon, Kol Mokom Shenam V'yeshev, anytime where it says V'yeshev, Ein Elolosh and Tsar, something very bad. When you want to dwell in peace and quiet and not struggle, something bad's going to happen to you. Kol Mokom Shenam V'yeshev, Ein Elolosh and Tsar. It's here, give me for instance, V'yeshev Yisrael, here it says in the Gemara, they quoted it, but it's a mistake. It's not Be'eretz Canaan, it's Be'eretz Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says here, Pasuk Chol Zayin, Yesh Yisro Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Yesh Yisro Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Kisiv, Basrei, V'yikuv, Me'yisro Lemus, and Yosef and Yaakov died. So you see, it's not good. Wherever it says V'yeshiv, always something bad happens. You want to relax and take it easy. Not good in this world. You want to have the next world and this world too, with pleasure? Only the next world is pleasure and menucha. This world, you got to struggle. You want to relax. V'yeshiv Yisrael, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokom Shenam Rav Yeshiv, Ein El Loshen Tsar. V'yeshiv Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. What does it say? Yikru Bnei Yisrael Lamus. And he was ready to die, Yaakov. Sanhedrin Kuvav. Now he got a big kasha. How can you make such a statement like this? Kol Mokom Shenam Rav Yeshiv, Ein El Loshen Tsar. Don't we have a pasuk? V'sukas Teishu, Shivas Yomim. The answer is, when it talks about Jewish history, that's a bad sign. But when it comes to mitzvah derais, that's not a bad sign. We should sit in the sukkah below Elozed Tzivoy Mashem. That's different. When it talks about what Jewish people did, that's bad. When Hashem tells you what to do, that's not a bad thing. So now it says that this step, next week's parsha, says, why is this week's parsha stuma? Now, Loma Parsha Zustuma, it says in Vayichi, right? Look in the Sefer Torah. Between one Parsha and the next and the whole Torah, is always a space, a whole line, empty line, or at least eight words, a space of eight letters. And then you start the new Parsha, sometimes a whole line. And here it's one letter after Vayigash ends. Vayichi starts with not even one spot. Just regular one letter, like the one between one word and the next word. Then it says over there in next week, why is this Parsha Stuma? What kind of question is this? We got 20, 30 Parshas in the Torah that are Stuma. Bracious, you got Parshas that are Stuma. I mean, Holtzman made three of them in Parshas and the Sefer Bracious. What do you mean Stuma? And number two, if this is a Stuma, so why don't the Chumashim have a Samach after it? No stomach here. So if it's stuma, why don't you have a stomach, like all stumas? And besides, there's many pashas stumas. I don't know. There's 54 pashas. There must be 15, 20 of them that are stumas. What are you talking about this one here? Rabbi Sain. All the other stumas are technical stumas. They're not really together. They have eight letters. Or they have a pasucha, where they would put the line, and you don't write any words on that whole line. And that's the end of the subject. And the next... Next, starts in the beginning of the next line. So that's a type of stuma, too. It's sealed, except it has the whole end of the line is open, which means it's sealed. It doesn't continue on to the next subject. It's a new subject coming. Or you have stuma real, what you call stuma, which is a space of eight letters or more. Or pasucha, which is also end of a subject. See, everybody said they're technical stumas. This is the only parsha in the Torah where there's actually mamisha stuma. There's not even one letter separate. Yeah, one letter, like between two words. Chumash madua lo samach l'sofa parsha zu, lo stuma hi, el ein stuma kishar stumos. This is a real mamish stuma. Why? Because they got, my father says in the mind base of Sheva, they were gripped by the land. They didn't know this. They were being assimilated. That's the closed eyes they were. It says in Vayichi, Loma Parsha Zustuma, Lefish Kivin Nifter Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu died, when this is when Ames, Beleibon, so he saw Jews' eyes and hearts were closed. They did not realize they were slipping into assimilation. So that's why Hashem had to send Pharaoh and to torture them and to wake them up and have them go back to their roots. That's what it means, Parshas Vayechi'ah Stumah. Not that Yaakov died, no, because they didn't realize they were slipping into this assimilation. They loved Mitzrayim. Some Jews didn't want to come out at the end, you know. They loved the gold in the Medina. You know, Mashiach comes tonight or tomorrow, how many people will run away to go to Eretz Yisrael? How many? Yeah, the poor who don't have a boat and a car and two houses and a summer home and the this and the that and the office and the D and five cars. And sure, they'll go. They have nothing to lose. What about the rich people? They're not going to run so fast. Mm-mm. It's not so easy. Not so easy to leave a country where you had became a multi-millionaire. Mm-hmm. They were slipping into... There were Mitzuyonim there. They were a very exceptional in Mitzrayim. The biggest people were Jews. That's why Pharaoh said, there are too many of them. We got to get rid of them. Because they were so excellent and so superior in every field. Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have to say about this?